Aguden Erev Shabbos, Parashas Shemois. We are starting a new Sefer HaGeula. And I feel like as we go through Parashas of Shemois, Va'era, you need to realize we are not learning history. Mitzrayim was an all-encompassing galus, which includes all of the subsequent exiles. This week's Haftarah starts with the word Habayim Yashvesh Yaakov. Says the Chidah, the word Habayim is an acronym, is a Rashi Tevis. Hey is five total. Beis, Bavel, Aleph is Edom, Yud is Yavon, and Mem is Madai. Those are all the four Goliaths or exiles that followed Mitzrayim. So Habayim Yashresh Yaakov. If you look at the parsha of Sneh, it says the word Sneh four times. Tells us the Rekeach, one of the Rishonim, to show us that the burning bush, which symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in pain during Geula, we're not talking here only one galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu about all the galuyos now. And he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael needs to look at Mitzrayim, the causes to get in and the causes that they got out, and recognize that this is our textbook for galus. When we are in a rut or in a situation and we get comfortable, it is the most dangerous and lethal thing that can happen to us. You know, at the end of the Chabad Chaim's life, he pulled away a little bit from people. He was too weak to be in town and he moved out. And he really did daven by himself. He wasn't up to. Once a week, he allowed the boys in yeshiva to walk over to him for shalosh shudas, where he would speak to them, and then they'd daven ma'ariv with him. That was the extent of his interaction. It was. And one week, he turned to the boys, and he asked them, why isn't Mashiach here? And he went on to list numerous things that implied that Mashiach should be here. One of them being there was terrible inflation then. And the Mishnah Saita tells us when there's terrible inflation is one of the simanim that Mashiach is coming. And he asked them, why isn't Mashiach here? And he turned to them, he says, open your eyes, boys, and look in Parsha Shemais. We were ready to leave. And the Pasuk tells us that Klal Yisrael cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only then, and only then did we get out of Mitzrayim. Tells us the Ramban, Klal Yisrael was ready to leave earlier. Tells us other Rishonim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no one's going anywhere out of any galus unless you cry out and beg. Klal Yisrael's reason they didn't daven was they got comfortable in their bad situation. Tells us Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do the unthinkable. He had to make Paris start taking Jewish kids, because he had saras and they cut these babies and he bathed in their blood. When that happened, the Jews cried out. It had to get so bad. Tells us to restrain them. You know why? Tells us to restrain them because they were living a horrible life, but they made peace. This is our life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do the unthinkable so they shouldn't feel comfortable. Today, someone approached me. He says, what's going to be? Again, they're talking about shutdowns, they're to stroll, this and that. So I'm not a doctor, by the way. And I said one thing. I said, people got comfortable that this is the new life. Yeah, it's normal. I said, it's exactly what happened in the China. People never thought that this could happen. If you would have told someone 2 years ago that people would say this is normal, you got to realize, even in the worst situations that Jews were in, they just became very complacent. Yeah, life's miserable. This is the new bad life. This is the new life. We're going nowhere if that becomes the way we think. Chas v'shalom. Tells us to Rishonim, look at Parsha Shmos. Vayitzaku v'yizak el Hashem, they went ahead and they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and said, okay. And Hashem tell us, Hashem said, even if you merit, you're deserving to get out. You don't get out. And the Chavetz Chaim turned to those Bachar Machal Shudas and Parsha Shmos. That's exactly what his message was to the boys. He said, even if there's inflation, and even he went through the list of why Mashiach should come, which, by the way, go through the list. It's exactly where America is. America has never been in a state like this, to my knowledge. Based on what I've heard, the inflation, the way the rate it's going up, crazy stuff. Yeah, things, boats, full. There's good excuses for everything. The Mishnah says food is going to be through the roof. Prices of food and drink. We're here. So I turn to you and I ask you the same question the Chavetz Chaim asked his Talmidim. Okay. So if everything's here, we just went through 2 years shaken up, all sorts of uncomfortability, great, discomfort. So now why is Mashiach coming? And I'm just going to echo the Chavetz Chaim's answer because I'm not at the level to give my own. Because you're not davening. You're comfortable here. You need to believe that your tefillos will make a difference. And that's what Rishonim tell us is the inspiration of Parsha Shmos. Klal Yisrael, look at the psukim. When you have time over Shabbos, look at the psukim. We screamed out and we got out. That was it? Yeah, even though there's many other chazal about the merits that we got out, that was why we were set up to go out. But the only reason we actually got out, says Rishonim, because we daven. Tells us Ramban, remember this line from the Ramban, even if you're deserving of a Yeshua, people wonder at their children and this, even if you do things for their schus, great. Ramban says you can be fully eligible for a nes. If you don't daven, it doesn't come. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu set the world up. And the same thing is for Mashiach coming. You need to believe in your tefillah. I think I might have shared this once. There's a story. It's not often that I'll give you Musa that I heard from a non-Jew's Musa. But, you know, it's a good story. There was, my wife shared a story with me about a woman, a frum girl. You know, she came back from seminary and she was very inspired and she started working in an office building and she told her boss, you know, in the winter now, these days, I pray mincha, afternoon services, and I can't pray after sundown. Is it okay if I take 10 minutes every day that I can not answer my phone and, you know, I'll give you the set times, you know, 4 to 4:10, whatever it is. The boss obviously being very respectful said, sure, this is a non-Jewish boss. One afternoon, there was a lot of tumult in the office, a thing, and something was amiss. And she sees it's a big thing, and her boss comes running, bangs the door in her room. And she says, did you do your prayers yet? So she says, no. She said, I need a favor from you. I said, you got to pray. Got a big deal that might fall through. If this falls through, it's going to be a big toll on the company. Got to pray. And the woman looks at him and says, me? I should pray? Like, who am I? And the guy looks at her and says, so if who are you to pray, why do you get 10 minutes off every day? Then just don't take the time off anyway. Do you believe in it? You don't believe in your prayers. And the girl was like, whoa. This non-Jew hit her right between the eyes. You don't believe in it? So what are you doing? No, you believe. Then daven. Do you believe or do you not believe? We're davening anyway. Just remember, please, the words that Ramban, and that's enough for today. The echoing words. Klal Yisrael was ready. Till we daven, it's not going to come. That was the Chavetz Chaim's Musa Shmuz Parsha Shmos. And remember, Mitzrayim is the microcosm for all the subsequent Golias. Remember, whatever worked in Mitzrayim will work for us. The schus of we davening and we got out there, and that schus will finally get out of the Golas here in America and the tzaros that are coming along with it. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.